Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The New York State's witness called to testify against our client Scott Fitchett Jr. revealed how frivolous this lawsuit is by the State Attorney General of New York against our client and the other pro-lifers outside of this abortion clinic. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, there's so many witnesses that the state attorney general's office called, and not one of them laid a single finger on our client, Scott Fitchett Jr. He is a pre-K teacher, and on the weekends, on Saturdays, shares the gospel of Jesus Christ and hope with those individuals he encounters in a peaceful communication on public sidewalks, including in front of this abortion clinic. Well, he is now a defendant, and this four-week trial has just recently concluded. It's not over yet. The decision hasn't been rendered. But one of the witnesses, Matt, that was called to testify by the state to support their alleged complaint was a security guard, a person who is employed by the abortion clinic. The clinic is called Choices Women's Medical Center in New York. He's a security guard, and he is someone who sees these individuals outside of the abortion clinic, and he's been there for more than 3 years, so he's not something that is just recent. He testified that there is no one more familiar than he is about the activities of our client, Scott Fitchett Jr. And then he goes on to say that he never, I repeat, never saw Mr. Fitchett do any of the things that the Attorney General Eric Schneiderman alleged. He also testified, Matt, that he told the Attorney General before the federal lawsuit complaint was filed that he never saw Scott Fitchett do anything that was alleged in the complaint.
Yeah, yet the Attorney General called him as a witness. He ended up actually really being a great witness for the defense.
Yeah,
here.
For our client.
Yeah, for the client. But, you know, he has said he never blocked anyone. He never followed or harassed or intimidated anyone outside of this Choices, as it's called, abortion clinic. Completely undermined, refuted, blew out of the water the entire frivolous case against Fitchett. But more than that, I think he hasn't impeached the credibility of this AG. He has really shown that even though this AG was on notice, that he told him beforehand he had not done any of these things that the AG alleges, that his hatred and, I guess, of Christianity and Christians and the pro-life movement and his political motivation, this attorney general, was so strong that he was willing to proceed and make a fool of himself, as well as trample over the United States Constitution, because his love for death for the pro-abortion movement is so strong.
You know, it's so tragic. I mean, here is the state's highest legal officer, and I believe he worked in an abortion center when he was a youth.
Yeah.
He files his lawsuit and base it on
untruths. And he did the press conference in front of the abortion clinic.
Yeah, and
so
base
he wanted
it
to really
on
highlight
untruths.
This.
And then saying that American people cannot have their own viewpoints and that these counselors are ludicrous and illegal.
Yeah, and this is someone that the public should be able to rely upon whenever he or his office files a lawsuit against a private citizen in New York.
He's the top law enforcement officer.
Yeah, that he would actually investigate the facts and make a decision based on those facts whether there was a violation of the law. The bombshell here is that this security guard hired by the clinic, called as a witness on behalf of the state by this attorney general and his staff, said that he unequivocally testified that he never saw our client, Mr. Fitchett Jr., block, follow, harass, or intimidate anyone outside of this abortion clinic. He also said in a bombshell that was dropped during the hearing that he met with the attorney general before he filed the lawsuit, before he did the press conference, before he ultimately put this in front of the court. And he told the attorney general, and he told the assistant attorney general, Sandra Pullman. The attorney general and the office knew about this guy's testimony before the lawsuit was filed, that Mr. Fitchett, our client, did none of the things that the state alleged in the complaint.
The security guard told this to the AG.
The security guard who was there day in and day out for 3 years, who testified there's no one more familiar about the activities of our client than him, who said he never did any of the things alleged in the complaint, never blocked, followed, harassed, or intimidated anyone, and revealed that information to the attorney general. The attorney general had the option, frankly, the duty, having received that information before they filed the suit, to delete our client as a defendant. But what they did was they put him in and they made the allegations that he intimidated, blocked, and followed, harassed, when their own witnesses that they interviewed said, no, that's not true.
Well, don't forget this. The attorney general also collaborated with the director of the abortion center, and one of the escorts created a fake Facebook account of which the AG was quite aware of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He colluded.
More lies.
To use the word of the day, he colluded with this abortion clinic, partnered with them, conspired with them to wrongfully prosecute someone they had full notice of and knew and know was innocent from the very start. That's an abuse of power like I haven't seen in a long time.
And he touts himself as one of the resistors against President Donald Trump and his agenda, that he's doing everything to resist President Trump by filing lawsuits that are attempting to block anything that President Trump and the administration is doing.
He needs prides to himself step away. As that.
So he needs to step
removed.
Down. You know, he can have his opinions that we are not allowed to have opinions.
Right.
He's wrong. But this is an attorney, and it's not just an attorney. Here's the other thing, Matt. The Office of the Attorney General of the State of New York is right across from the place. Now, right across the street is the building in which the Constitution ultimately and the First Amendment was ultimately signed. The First Amendment was ultimately put forward.
Is that ironic or what?
And so Harry Mihet, during his closing argument,
our attorney,
made the comparison that over here is the place where the First Amendment was born, and across the street is the Attorney General, who says that we don't have the ability to have viewpoints in this country, that this speech is awful, it's terrible, and it needs to stop, who ultimately knew that our client didn't do anything that was wrong and yet alleged that he had done things that were wrong in violation of the law, and then has the audacity, the blindness, if you will, to put on the stand the witness. Now, we would have put this witness on if they hadn't, but they put on the witness in their case in chief. This is their witness. This is the state's witness called to prove their case.
So not only is he anti-constitutional, anti-Christian, I'm starting to wonder, you know, whether or not he's just really that good of an attorney to call a witness, a state's witness, that is going to actually completely undermine 100% the very central aspects of your allegations and your charges. That he would do that is obtuse. It makes you scratch your head and say, what's this guy thinking? But, you know, when you're blinded by that kind of rage and hatred, I guess you just kind of do stupid things sometimes.
Well, early on, there was a discovery that we found. It was an investigative report that the Attorney General's office requested, an investigative report of the facts. And in that report, I believe it's on page 3, it says the exact same thing. So they had it in writing that our client didn't do anything. They also had it from this guy's personal eyewitness in that they filed suit. You know what that's called? It's called frivolous. And there's consequences to doing that. And we will be moving forward with additional actions in this case. The judge has the matter before her and ultimately will make a decision on their request for a preliminary injunction. So continue to pray for this case and our client, Scott Fitchett Jr. If we were not able to be there, he would just simply have the power of the state and their financial resources, which are unlimited, to come after him and charge him with things that are not true, that he never did. And clearly the truth came out in this particular trial. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial support, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. lc.org.